Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Love of Heart Movement Radio Show. This is Cheryl Jones, the Queen of Hearts, and I am super excited that you're here for this show, Tuesday Tip, episode number 26. Every week I give a Tuesday tip, just an acronym about business and how you can propel your business forward. So today's tip is fireworks. In honor of yesterday being July the 4th, I wanted to discuss fireworks. I'm super excited about this one because I love to be creative, and that one is kind of creative, fireworks. So the F in fireworks stands for freedom. And I am doing a blog on this today because I think that freedom so many times is so overlooked, and it's such a precious commodity. Not only freedom from, yourself and your negative thoughts that you might have in your own mind, but just really freedom to run your own race. If you're a business owner, you've made some decisions that other people have not made. You've made some decisions that you're going to move forward with an idea that you had in order to change your life. So I really believe in the freedom. The I stands for inspire. I want you to inspire others, but I really want you to inspire yourself. I want you to turn around and look at your life and think, wow, I've done a great job. Wow, I've done some pretty incredible things. Inspire yourself on a daily basis. And when you wake up inspired and motivated and ready to go, you can't do anything but win. The first R stands for renew. See, many times you go through things in life and you need to renew your decision. You need to renew your commitment. I think about my husband and I are coming up on our 30th wedding anniversary. I say coming up, it's in 11 months, June of next year. But we're going to renew our vows. We're going to recommit to the love that we had before. We're going to recommit to just giving it our all in all again. And I think that is so important. So I needed to just let you know that it's time to renew. Okay, the E is for evolve. Evolve really, really stands for us evolving ourselves. We really have to just every day just think how we can get better and better. Yeah, so we need to evolve. I am always looking to just really improve my skills, you guys. I just really think that it's important that we just evolve every day and get better. Uh-huh. When you evolve, things will be better and better every day. Be better and better every day. I just think of so many times that we don't take the information that we need to really change our life. So just evolve. Okay, so the W stands for wisdom. Wisdom is so important. Wisdom is so important that we, get wisdom from others, So it's important that we do that. So when we find ourselves talking with other people, glean wisdom from them, glean everything that you can. As fast as you can, I think it's so important that when somebody shares something with you, they're giving you wisdom. Now, I agree. Sometimes you're not going to take all of it, and I'll just be honest with you. Sometimes they may not know exactly what's best for you. I know that they say, older people know what's best for you. Not always. If you're in business and they've never been in this type of business and they've never done this, that, and the other, they may not know what's best for you. But I want you to still, many times they'll tell you things like you need to rest, you need to do this, you need to do that. Be clear about what you want to do, but be also clear that they may be offering something that's a life lesson, And many times the life lessons are better than everything. So just be clear about what you want and glean wisdom from other people. It's so, so important. The O stands for opportunity. Take the opportunities that you see around you. Many times people don't realize that we have opportunities all around us. I just really think that it's so important that we really look at opportunities that are given our way. I tell you the best thing that I could ever do is look at other opportunities. Just not be so so always thinking that it has to go one way or the other. Look at other opportunities that are presented your way, and you will be shocked and amazed about how many other things come into your life and how it really can help your life. It really can. So the R stands for rest. And, you know, this is one that, I'll be honest, I haven't always agreed with this one. I haven't always done this one. But I tell you this, I know that it's so important to do and so needed in our life. As we take a look at everything that's going on in our life, we've got to sit down and rest sometimes. We've just got to make a decision that, I tell people all the time, God created the world in 6 days, and I truly believe that we should work 6 days a week. I do. I'll be the first one to tell you that. But I don't believe work for me doesn't have to be in the office, you know, pushing papers, on the phone, whatever, whatever. Sometimes work is just doing that little bitty thing like the learning something, you know, reading a book, doing something like that. Work can disguise itself in so many different things. So with that, with the work, you also have to have at least one day of rest where you're not per se, I say for me, working is working my mind. I have one day of rest where I just really relax. I don't do anything. But, you know, I go to church, and that's indeed working my mind. But I really consider that a blessing and a privilege and an honor and so much fun to do something like that. So it's just important that you are always looking, how can I put a little rest in? It may not be that you can, oh, my goodness, you can stop what you're doing immediately and just really, 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 you know, hey, I'm going to rest for the next 50 minutes or whatever. Sometimes you may have to take those 15-minute breaks, you know, and say, hey, I'm going to pull over, I'm going to do what I need to do and do that. So I just encourage people to rest. The K stands for knowledge. And I will tell anybody at any time, any day, that I love knowledge. I love to get knowledge. I love to get out there and do what I need to do. And just really, I don't know, I think knowledge is so important. So I think it's important that we just really, you know, spend our knowledge wisely and get knowledge, whether it's from other people, events, or just whatever. It's so important that we get the knowledge. And the last S stands for success. And here's what I believe. I truly believe that you've got to define success for yourself. Yes. Some people could say that success is, you know, $100,000 a month or $1 million a year or whatever. I know for myself what I want and what success looks like for me. I want you to really figure out, what does success look like for you? What do you want your success to be? My success may be a lot lower per month than you. My success may not even be a financial goal, you know? So it's so important that you really know what you want and how you want it. You know, I think about so many things that I go through and whatnot, and so many people think that this is success or this is not success. Just realize success needs to be determined by you, and nobody else can determine your success. Only you can. So you determine what success is every day and every way. Figure out what success is for you. So, so important. And in review, I'm just going to quickly go over the word firework again, and then this will be your Tuesday tip. I think you need to have fireworks in your life at all times, not only July 4th, but I think we need fireworks every week, you know? I think we can accomplish something every week if we just choose to. The F stands for freedom. The I stands for inspire. The R stands for renew. The E stands for evolve. The W stands for wisdom. The O stands for opportunity. The R stands for rest. The K stands for knowledge. And the S stands for success. So that is fireworks. And I truly believe that you can have fireworks if you choose to. And if you are just diligent about doing the work and getting the things done that you need to have done. So this is Cheryl Jones, the Queen of Hearts, with the Love of Heart Movement Radio Show, spotlighting the Tuesday Tip, episode number 26. Have a wonderful day.